We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Hey.
Now, if you're just joining us, we were talking about Fat Joe. He was trending yesterday for something he said on his live about, I guess, people that still want to be rappers at, you know, older ages.
Yeah.
If your man says he raps and he doesn't have a deal, meaning... not a dollar coming in, not a show, not nothing going on there. There's a problem with that. It's called Plan A, get a job. Plan B, hope you make it. This has never changed. Some guys be like, yo, I gotta get a regular job. Bro, you gotta get a job. If you got kids and you got this girl, they got an apartment and y'all sexing it up every day, you got to pay some bills. And a dollar in a dream that bought that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto? Nah!
He said nothing wrong.
He's absolutely positively
absolutely
right.
Not.
He said nothing wrong. In my first book, Black Privilege, the New York Times bestseller, Black Privilege, I have a chapter called F Your Dreams When They Are Not Your Dream. Because a lot of times, especially when you black, the things you gravitate towards are entertainment and sports. But those aren't the things we should actually be doing. We're just doing them because we see them working for somebody else. So what I tell people is either quit and find something else to do, or understand it's 168 hours in a week. That's more than enough time to deal with your reality by getting the job, and you got a time to go chase your dreams.
See, I think the problem with this society is people feel like getting a job is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the stupidest
getting a job
thing
is wrong. And I think that's the dumbest and stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yes, you could be a rapper, you could be a producer. There's so many different things that people could be out there, entrepreneurs, and there's nothing wrong with having a job until that goal that you want or that dream that you want takes off. There's nothing wrong with it. There's been many people. I mean, even if you look at some of your successful rappers, right? You look at Method Man. We see the story where Method Man worked on the Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah.
And until he got
his rap career up. Mm-hmm. We see people that worked at Kid Cudi worked at the clothing store downtown in the Village until his rap career took off. People worked until they got their stuff together.
And also too, people be shaming y'all. Some of y'all be thinking y'all shaming jobs. Y'all actually shaming careers.
Yeah,
correct. You know what I mean? Because y'all be trying to clown people for having a career that pays them hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what are y'all talking about?
It is the worst thing ever. I mean, I actually have, even with being an influencer, like, I worked. Like, I was working, making videos. I got fired from jobs making videos, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Then go to another job until I got on Wildin' Out. And then I had to quit.
But
I
Jess was a mortician. Right.
Nah, I went to school for that, but I ain't quite make it to the mortician side. You know what I mean? I just went in there and was like, oh, hey, I want to be a mortician. Never went that way. But I was working with kids. I was a PRP counselor, and then also a receptionist at working with kids at this office or whatever, making videos. And when I went to Wildin' Out, that's when I quit. And they cut my food stamps.
Hold on now. I didn't know this. Right before Wildin' Out, you was a receptionist?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Definitely. So when you start doing stand-up, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, right?
Literally, yeah. After Wildin' Out, I started stand-up way later after doing videos. Like, I've been doing stand-up maybe 6 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing, like, internet eight years.
I feel like I've been watching you online for at least a decade.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And you was broke that whole time.
I was, first of all, not.
Damn,
I
wasn't dirt. Like, she had a job.
I was definitely real cute, but I was. But all right, come on, don't try to
say people do
broke.
That. They say something nice before they say you was broke, but you was cute though. Hey, I was cute.
Had bad followers then.
I was broke. I was still living in the hood, seeing people get shot every day. Yes.
See, I want people to tell more of those
stories
because we be thinking that because somebody got a whole bunch of followers and a lot of attention online that they doing it, right? You know what I mean?
Wasn't making no money until I hit Wildin' Out.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Natalie.
Hey, Natalie. Good morning. Talk to us.
Good morning. I'm here at Kaiser, ready to learn. This is just part of me chasing my dream, and this is something that I'm here every day, and God knows I get, like, struggles and knocked down and everything every single day, to be honest, but I'm still here an hour early listening to your radio station, just mm-hmm. trying to get wiser.
Thank you. Wait, nice. Oh, so hold on. So you listen? Oh, I thought she said she was somewhere. You listening to us to get wiser?
Yeah, I like to hear people's experiences. I like to hear stories like what you just said in Miami. That shit was crazy.
Oh, that's dope, but I still need you to go get a trade or something.
Yeah, you need to get a job. You need to do something until you figure it out. Do you want to be a radio person, personality?
She said she at work.
No, she didn't. She said she's listening to us getting wiser.
No, didn't you say you at work right now, right?
No, I'm here getting ready to go into class, into college.
I was about to say, because listening to Breakfast Club is not going to get you a career.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go to school. Hello, who's this?
Dumb. Yo, good morning. This is the Big Face Bully Spitballs.
Oh my God. You need to quit rapping.
What happened?
Hey, listen, cut it out. Good morning, man. How y'all fellas doing? Good morning, Miss Jess with the mess. You was the niche. I love how you get it popping this morning. Real talk.
Good morning, baby. Thank you.
You very welcome. I just want to let y'all know I got a podcast that's popping too. But let me answer y'all question about giving up on your dreams, though. And the name of my podcast, by the way, this might get us canceled. But listen.
Hey, podcasts are the new rappers, yo.
Yes.
The way people used to want to make it in rap, they want to make it in podcasting now. I'm telling you, there's way less money in podcasts.
Hey, look, I'm trying to do it any way that you can. Don't never quit on yourself, man. Your dream is what propels you, man. You know, you got to understand, you got to always get the bag to follow your dreams. But if you quit on your dreams, you're giving up. Julia Childs didn't become famous because she was 45 years old.
I don't know who that is, but I agree with you, but you got to deal with your reality while you're chasing your dream. That's what people forget.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying, you know, keep getting your bag apply your bag to your dreams. I'm not mad at that.
Where you work?
Yeah, you guys definitely do that, because without no income, you ain't going to have no outcome.
That's right.
Where you work?
Right now, I work in a hotel office. You know what I'm saying? I clean up the rooms in the hotel. Well, you know, I chase my dreams, my podcast, and my music, man. So, you know,
that's what I like to hear.
Keep on going.
As long as you got a job.
But you know what you need to do,
though?
No
question.
You need to make little business cards. In the rooms you clean, you just leave a business card there. Because if somebody in that room and they bored, they might, you know, let me check this. And then you might get another follower, a subscriber.
Or you might get fired.
Some people be like, man, what is this?
You know what? That's a good piece. I appreciate that piece. I'm going to definitely apply that.
That's right.
I've been looking online, looking up how to buy USBs. Because USBs is a new way. Just giving a brother a USB, a whole life. put that in your
computer. No,
nah, most people
brother,
chuck those USBs.
What year were you born, sir?
USB?
No.
The 1900s?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Nah, it wasn't the USB.
I got to cook you with that. I made myself out. Oh, okay, you wouldn't have one. I love you guys, man. Hey. Keep being gay and enjoy each other's marriage. I love you guys.
I love you.
Did he say keep being gay and enjoy each other's marriage?
He said keep being gay.
Y'all keep being gay and enjoy each other's marriages. Love him.
All right. First of all, USBs is not the way.
I thought you were going to say, first of all, I'm not gay.
He would have never said that.
I ain't got time to defend all
that. He would have never said that.
What I care about that?
800-585-1051. We're talking a statement that Fat Joe said about, you know, people chasing their dreams. This is what he said.
If your man says he raps and he doesn't have a deal, meaning not a dollar coming in, not a show, not nothing going on there, there's a problem with that. It's called plan A, get a job. Plan B, hope you make it. This has never changed. Some guys be like, yo, I gotta get a regular job. Bro, you gotta get a job. If you got kids and you got this girl, they got an apartment and y'all sexing it up every day, you got to pay some bills. And a dollar in a dream? That buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto? Nah!
800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone. Calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a statement that Fat Joe made, and this is what he said.
If your man says he raps and he doesn't have a deal, meaning not a dollar coming in, not a show, not nothing going on there, there's a problem with that. It's called plan A, get a job. Plan B, hope you make it. This has never changed. Some guys be like, yo, I gotta get a regular job. Bro, you gotta get a job. If you got kids and you got this girl that got an apartment and y'all sexing it up every day, you got to pay some bills. And a dollar in a dream? That buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto? Nah!
Not one lie was told.
I agree with you.
In order to properly chase your dreams, you got to deal with your reality. And there's 168 hours in a week. Even if you work 40 hours a week, right? You still got 128 hours to do everything else want to do. So you're dealing with your reality, but you still got more than enough time to chase your dreams with that 128 hours.
Did y'all see Acrimony?
Acrimony
is a Tyler Perry movie with Taraji P. Henson. She had a husband and he had a dream to like create some big thing, like The Pursuit of Happiness. Remember, he was trying to make that thing or whatever.
Yep.
But he had a battery. He was trying to create a battery and it took him years and years and years, and he kept using all her money to do it. Like, he was like taking advantage of her, but he still loved her or whatever, like, you know. And she had got money from her mother dying, and he cleaned out her whole bank account, and then she ended up leaving him. So his dream hit as soon as she left him.
Good.
And then he ended up with somebody else.
That's right. As he should.
And wow. Okay. So she stuck by him until this dream, but he would not get a job.
And then it took
That's
off.
That's the only thing.
And he became a billionaire.
It took off, became a billionaire. But he even paid up. He paid her back for everything.
He did.
But she was left there like, damn, yo, I really put you through all, like, I helped you. My finances from my mother dying. Like, I put up my house. I'm not even able to have kids because, you know, that was some other stuff in their marriage that happened. But, like, yo, and now you're this billionaire. You're married. Your dream took 10 years to pop off, and you're out there reaping all this, you know.
Yeah, but you gave up on me. I didn't give up on myself. So being that you gave up on me, I'm going to give you back everything you put in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to live my life because I need people that's going to be with me all the way through. She didn't see it all the way through.
Wow. I don't know. There's two ways of looking
but
at that.
But I would say that, you know.
Because I don't agree with him.
I think everybody out there needs dreams. Yeah. Whatever that dream is. And sometimes your dreams can change. And I think that's what keeps people alive. And I think that's what keeps the energy flowing. Like for me, you know, you have a dream of being a DJ, then a dream of being on radio, then a dream of being on an album. And then the car show became a dream. And then this became a dream. But now my dreams are my kids. Like seeing my kids successful, making sure that, you know, when they graduate college, I'm able to, you know, make sure, teach them how to purchase their first home. Mm-hmm. And those are my dreams now. Yeah. Dreams never change.
And that's why, even when it comes to entertainment, that's why I always tell people, man, make sure that's what it is you want to do. Because a right. lot of times people only chase entertainment because they see it working for other people. That's why everybody want to rap. Everybody got a podcast.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what is it you're here to actually do?
But that's what I'm saying. That's why in your book, I think it's wrong because it's not F your dream. It's F somebody else's dream. It ain't your dream to begin with.
That's what if the book, that's what the chapter is.
Yeah. You said F your dream.
No, it's F your dream if it's not your dream. Mm. Because a lot of times we see things working for somebody else. Like I might... People might look at Jess and be like, I want to be a stand-up comic.
Correct.
That's not your dream. That's not what you're here to do. That's what Jess is here to do.
Right.
They might look at us and say, they want to be radio personalities. No, that's not what you're here to do. You might be here to do something else.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So find out what you're here to do.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Messiah. I'm from Philly.
Talk to us, Messiah.
So I think you should never give up on your dream, but you just got to take care of your life. Once your dream starts hindering yourself from living life and growing, then I think that's when you got to start switching lanes, put it on the back burner, take your time, you know, figure out your plan, and use whatever you're making money on your 9-to-5 to provide for your dream. And eventually, I'm going to take over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if you don't deal with your reality, your dream will become a nightmare. Dreams and nightmares. Philly, you see what I just did?
Wow. I see how you did it. I see how you flipped
corny.
It.
Such a clown.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Fabian. I go by DJ Fabo. I do agree with Fat Joe, man. I was a Fat Joe. I mean, I was a truck driver up in Minnesota, and I moved down to Florida to be a full-time DJ. It didn't work out the way I wanted to, so I got a job. Yeah, I got a job driving Monday through Friday, and I DJ whenever I get a gig.
That's right. That's right.
But that's how
that's
it should
what
be.
You should be supposed to be doing.
That's how it should be. That's how we all started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let me give my IG a shout out.
Yeah,
we DJ Fabo on the floor.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Charlamagne, stop hating, man.
I'm the one encouraging you.
Go ahead, brother.
Say
your Instagram. Yeah, it's DJ Fabo _21.
Good luck.
And DJ, if you need some help with those mixes, man, I got you, man.
Now watch how fast he hang up on you.
A little tired.
Now watch how fast he hang up on you.
Hey, yo, all right, man, good luck. Have a good one,
bro. You see what I'm saying? You ain't even going to acknowledge that man. Say he can help you with some of your mixes, man. He said you need to tighten up. He listen every morning.
Shout out to Faber.
He said you need to tighten up.
Shout out to Faber. Hello, who's this?
Avery.
Avery, talk to us about dreams, man.
Hey, I feel like you shouldn't give up on your dreams, man. Like, giving up on your rap dreams, whatever. Like,
no.
You keep going at it, and you know, you might just stuff for 1 minute.
No, there's a lot of dreams you shouldn't give up on, but man, we gotta stop this rap. Saying people shouldn't give up on rap. Some of y'all need to give up on rap, yo. We gotta stop this now. That's one of the toughest conversations to have in the black community, telling somebody they can't make it as a rapper.
You rap, Henry?
You rap, Avery. Henry?
Oh, all right. Hey, I'm sorry. You rap, Avery?
Like 40-something?
Huh? What happened?
Too Short made his top single, like 40
Now, Too Short was like 38 when he released Blow the Whistle. But remember, Too Short has a history of music.
For 40 years.
He has a history of music that's big in the Bay Area. He's a Bay Area legend. The world heard Blow Your Whistle, you know, when he was 38. But Too Short's a legend.
By the way,
in the
if
Bay.
You just heard Too, if you just got up on Too Short with Blow the Whistle, you ain't been paying attention.
Not at all.
True.
As a matter of fact, you got a quick 8? Give us a quick 8.
I hung up on him. I'm so sorry.
Why you gonna hang up on that, brother,
he was
man?
Ready, sorry. Ripping on any beat. Like, he was ready to
this brother right here. This brother got Justin on the line. Justin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Justin, he's been doing music for 15 years, and he's 32 years old now, and he hasn't popped as of yet.
That ain't bad.
Why are you laughing, yo?
That ain't bad.
Man, that's good. Wait, you got some bars?
Yeah, I got some bars.
Come turn on, your radio
spit
down,
that,
Justin.
Man. Spit that.
What'd you say? You want to hear something?
Yes, turn your radio down.
You
want to
hear something?
Oh, goodness. Turn the radio
black
down.
People say that. You want to hear something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin. Go.
Okay. Well, first of all, I've been working on, I come on there, I'll be like, God really been working on me. He know I'm a stepper. I pray for all my savages who dancing with the devil. I ain't even try to read the Bible until I went to jail. Watch who you keep close to you. If they hate on you, they'll tell. Bullets don't got names on them until somebody dead. I'm all over the city now. Don't ask me where I stand. I know what come with the game, and I ain't even gonna say that. I went and got my own. When they speak on me, they don't say that. I almost killed one of my partners. Me and him go way back. The best feeling next to getting money is getting payback. I'm sliding in an old whip. I treat it like a Maybach. I'm tired of thugging. I even put away my ski mask. I'm tired of hustling, but I won't stop. I can't be down bad. It's people who rather see me that way. That'll make them real happy as long as I keep. Oh, woo!
I'm gonna tell you something, man. God just told me to tell you that you should go into ministry. You should be a pastor. I'm not even joking. God wants you to be into the church.
Yes, sir.
No, for real. He wants you to be into the church. You should go get your soul right, and you have an anointing on you to be a pastor. Go be a pastor, brother.
What's your rap name, bro?
My rap name is V3.
V3?
And I not too long ago got baptized.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
There's a verse. Is it that for verse 3?
V3.
Okay, there's a verse 3 in the Bible. I don't know which one, but there's a verse 3 in the Bible that applies to you that's going to tell you to walk away from rap and go into the ministry, man. God wants you to be a pastor. I'm telling you.
But he can get okay. but you know what? He can use rap to get the young guys in the church.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Yo, shut up, man.
God did tell me that. God told me to tell that man to be a pastor. That's what God said. God said that brother need to be a pastor. And you just heard him say he got baptized.
So
I didn't know he had got baptized.
Of all the people here, God just told you that.
Yeah,
told
yes.
You.
Like, he just God be told talking you. To me.
Oh, okay.
He told you too, Los? Los.
No.
Los, that Jeff cameraman. Los said,
he said.
He did. God told me to tell that brother to be a pastor, and that brother just got baptized, and I didn't even know that.
Right. What's the moral of the story, man? Right.
The moral of the story is, F your dreams if they're not your dream.
Boom.
And don't give up on your dreams, but you got to deal with your reality.
Yeah.
And don't give up on your dreams unless your dreams are the rap. I'm serious. We gotta stop this. Why do we keep encouraging people to rap?
I'm just saying because it's, yo, everybody sound the same now, so we need some new people.
No, that's not a good enough reason.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got Jess with the mess. What are we talking about, Jess?
Oh no. To holler at me when we come back.
She said, holler at me when we come back. All right. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club on BET.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.